Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you, going to talk some high school football. The Burns Bronx picked up a huge win over their rivals out in the county, third-ranked in 1A Pine Bluffs, and we've got the head coach, Brad Morrison, joining us here on the program. What's happening today, Brad? How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. How are you, Keith?
Doing all right. Take me back through that overtime victory over Pine Bluffs, 26-20. A game you guys were down 20-7 at the half. Was there panic mode setting in at any time in that game, or was everybody pretty relaxed with the game plan in the second half?
You know, we didn't panic as far as you know, knowing that we were able to do what we needed to do. We had a punt block. We had another muff punt. We turned the ball over, I think, three times with just fumbles. It was kind of a sloppy game in the first half, and they scored off of both of those. So we knew, we knew that we could stop them because we had given them short fields, and our defense was actually, I thought, playing really well still. Got a bunch of stops early. And the offense, we knew the stuff was there. We just needed to take care of the football. And so we communicated that, and we talked about, just stick with it and keep playing and, keep working. And we did. And at halftime, I could tell just looking at them, that they knew they were still in it. They knew that if they played better, they were going to pull it out.
Yeah, you had a great rushing performance by Bo with 131 yards and a score, and Caden throwing a couple touchdown passes. But against that talented of a defense that you played, were you impressed with the way your offense came out, especially in that second half against a really talented defense?
Yeah, I was really happy with how we moved the ball. Like you said, that was a really tough defense, and all those, I think it was 131 you said Bo had, all those were really tough. He earned every one of those yards, and the same thing in the passing game. They really did a good job, not giving us a whole lot. We had the one deep throw to Aiden Carroll, and he kind of broke, and that was kind of a broken coverage thing that we got. And then down the goal line, they switched, so we ran kind of a little rub, and they actually switched it. They played it perfect, and it was just perfect throw. And then Bo made a great play to get in the end zone. I knew it was going to be really tough to get yards, but I really think that, anytime you throw it in, run it well, especially run it well like we did, it's because of your guys up front. And we really have, we had some kids out, but we took a big step, I think, with our blocking up front and our aggressiveness and not backing down from what was a really, really good front eight for them.
What did you learn much about the rivalry between Burns and Pine Bluffs, which has transpired over the years? I know you used to be in the same class, not so much. This is your first game. Did you learn anything about it? And is it a pretty healthy rivalry in your opinion?
I had no idea how intense it was. You could have told me and I probably wouldn't have believed you. It was a really fun atmosphere. It had the potential to get chippy, and I don't think it did between the players at all. I wish every game was like that. It was a lot of fun every snap, and especially there at the end of the game getting a stop, and we actually turned them over in the fourth quarter, and you could just tell the crowd was feeling it, and our kids were responding to it, and it was a lot of fun. I look forward to continuing playing in that.
I mean, those are the types of games I think, the kids live for. I know it's not a conference game, but I'm sure your guys, could you see the focus in them during the week of practice leading up to it? Did you get a sense that, they were a little more focused than they've been for other games this year?
Yeah, really, I'd like to say no, we're always focused. But, man, I could tell this week that they – there's just a little something. They just wanted this one more, and it showed. I said it's one thing to really want something, but what are you willing to do to go get it? And they, like I said, we switched some things up in practice, as far as our scheduling, what day we went full pads, what day we go helmets, and I think that paid off too. Just keeping them more engaged during the week and, playing music at practice. And, we had just come off a game where we lost by 8 touchdowns. And to go and practice with confidence and come out and play with confidence after a game like that. Not every team can do that, but this is a pretty tough group of kids and a pretty resilient group of kids.
Who chooses the music?
I did.
Okay, what music was being played? What's your taste?
We had a little Drake in there. That's kind of my go-to.
Really?
Yeah. But hey, I mean, I'm barely 30. I'm not. We're not playing George Strait or anything like that out there. You know what I mean? But nothing against George Strait. I know I'll lose everybody if I go bad on him. But.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I didn't know your age at that time, so that makes a little more sense. But, yeah, you think Burns, Wyoming, Drake is the last thing you think would be pumped through the speakers there at practice.
No, we'll pump it again today, too.
Do the kids, are the kids into it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Talking to Brad Morrison, Burns head football coach, as they coming off their overtime win over Pine Bluffs last Friday night. So you're 3-3. You're 1-3, though, in conference play. What are these 2 weeks going to be about to try and earn yourself a spot in the two-way state playoffs?
Well, the way we need to look at it, and I told the guys this on Monday, was that we're in the playoffs right now. We can't lose. We can't lose to Newcastle this week, and then we got to go beat Thermopolis to get in. Our goal is to make the playoffs, and it's, you know, at 3-3, you know, it's unusual. But for us, it is, and we have the advantage of it. Still lives. So many like I said.
You mentioned, you know, you got 2 weeks left. So what's the mindset here?
Yeah, like I told the kids on Monday that we're in the plan. We got to go take the business against Newcastle, and then if we can beat the Rutgers, if everything goes right, you know, we can be the fourth seed and make it. Be doable this year after being 3-3 at this point. You know, it's a pretty special opportunity, and we really want to take advantage of it.
Is the playoffs the goal right now? I mean, you obviously want to see how far you can go, but you mentioned, you know, the playoff. Is that kind of the main focus right now, and whatever happens after that is gravy?
I mean, I'm on a team that Foreman and came down here when Marcus came down to Burns, who was undefeated at the time and shot the number one team. It's been done. I've been a part of a team that can do it. If you can get in, and it's just, you know, it's anybody's game. You know, anything can happen. And I think there's a bunch of really good teams out in the West. I think that we play as good, you know, this is as good of a conference as there is with Wheaton and Buffalo and Glen Rock and Vermont and Warcross being better. Newcastle down, but they're still a tough team. Going through it was good. Yeah, that's pretty funny. We're going to play from the left, so I think if we can get in, we can do some damage.
What's this game this week with Newcastle going to be all about? What are you guys going to have to do well, in your opinion?
Number one, we're going to have to line up right and know our job. They are pretty funky offensively. They do a lot of shifts, a lot of motion, a lot of unbalanced stuff, and if you're not lined up to it, they're going to gas you. So we've got to do a great job of being, like I said, aware. Football defensively and offensively, we have to build on what we've been doing. You got to run the ball. I think if we can get the run game going, it'll open up our play action stuff, and that's who we want to be. You know, as a team that pounds it, then can get over the top. Because we have the kids to do it, it'll be really important to take care of the ball too. That's kind of been kicking our butts the last 3 or 4 weeks, including Pine Bluffs. Is you know, sloppy football, and we got to get cleaned up in practice.
Outstanding, Brad. Always appreciate the time. Best of luck against Newcastle this Friday. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Go Bronx.